Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Thursday, they are ordinary Americans who have led extraordinary lives.
There are going to be some who argue that we don't go nearly far enough.
They play it safe, are quick to assassinate what they do not understand.
Aren't I brilliant?
Are you gay?
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show. The news, what it's talking about here. And every night we take you through the looking glass of media, of talk radio, of what those other guys do. This is a talk show that all those other guys listen to. Truth is our bitch on this show. Margaret Gray joins us this evening. Ted Bell joins us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Margaret Gray from A Little Bird Told Me. I saw her article in A Little Bird Told Me today about Sandra Bullock and Jesse James, and she comes right out and gives the advice. I'm sure that's advice that every American woman would give Sandra Bullock right now. But we have her coming up in a moment, which I don't believe in such a thing as sexual addiction. I don't think it exists. I think it was created by married people to assuage their guilt. Sexual addiction, you'll notice nobody who's single has that problem, right? It's only married people seem to have that problem. Well, it's called cheating on your spouse. And it's not a physical disease. It's a psychological, it's a socioeconomic, it's all jacked up, Jack. And you know, if photos of me playing basketball with a Nazi flag draped around me like a cape ever emerge, I'm in big trouble. But that's exactly what happened in the early 1970s while I was rooming with four other guys in Orlando, Florida, in my first radio gig. And one night, and I won't get into it, I wrapped a Nazi flag around my shoulders and tied it at the neck and went outside and started shooting hoops with this Nazi flag as a cape. And if photos of that ever emerge, I'll pay top dollar for them. I'll put them on my I'll put them on my website. You kidding? Anyway, and a teacher is found not guilty of aiding and abetting underage kids in a risque dance performance at the school. The number is 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight this hour in Cincinnati, Ohio, WQRT 1160 AM. Great to be on the air in Cincinnati and West Palm Beach, WBZT 1230 AM. On the line, Margaret Gray from the, from a lot of things, from Santa Monica, California. We're going to be talking with Margaret tonight, not so much, Margaret, as a newspaper columnist, but as a mother, although you do write your column and have been writing that column and interviewing celebrities for a long time. But your son is an actor.
Yes.
And he goes to a performing arts school, right?
Yeah, so Jason goes to a school called the Talent Pool School. That's in Santa Monica. And he has been attending middle school there. Next year he starts his high school year. So we're very proud of him. And it is a performing arts school. It's where, oh God, I don't want to get into the names, Frank. You know, Frank is here. But we've got some very, very well-known young people that go to the school. And a lot of very well-known parents, obviously, who are dropping their children off in the morning.
All right, Margaret, so this is really about you as a parent, because we saw the story here in the state of Georgia, a Georgia teacher acquitted of criminal charges in connection with a suggestive dance routine that the students performed in class in 2008. Three male teens were caught on camera gyrating as other students shouted and cheered.
You know, I've got a comment to make about that right off the bat.
All right, but I do want to get into your experience.
No, I'm totally fine with that, but I have a comment to make about that right off the bat. Don't we have better things to do than to indict and charge criminally our teachers? This, Phil, I don't even know where to begin. This baby boomer generation is the most spoiled generation of parents I think I've ever seen, and I put myself in that category. I really do.
So you're really sympathetic with that teacher. I don't really have a problem with her either. I think that it probably was something promulgated by the parents.
Oh, I can assure you this was developed, this was promoted among the parents to get a teacher in trouble. I think that this country isn't good enough for teachers. I think that if I were a teacher coming out of an American college today, I'd look for a job in another country. I really mean that.
All right, well, I don't want to get into the politics of it, you know, but...
Well, Phil, I think it's something that needs to be said on behalf of our teachers.
All right, well, yeah, you may very well be right. I don't want to get into that. I know that I don't think teachers are treated all that well, although there are times, every now and again, when I defend teachers that I have to take it back because something's stupid. But, you know, that one of them does something stupid. But I think the rules, like you're saying, that they work under...
They work under the most arcane rules, medieval rules. They change all the time. Every time one of these parents, Phil, gets a you know, as Frank likes to say, gets a pole up there, you know what, and...
Get a pole up there.
All right, hold on.
Well, I can hear Frank. I don't want to hear Frank tonight, okay?
Frank, he doesn't want to hear.
How you doing, young man?
I'm good, Frank. Thank you very much, pal. And I agree with you.
All right, here.
But, Phil, what we did, you want to talk about Jason J. Delmonico's dance. That was a student and parent dance.
I understand that. Now, at that dance, you were approached by other teachers?
No, what happened was this, and it was really petty and very childish. I was a professional dancer on Broadway for 4 years, as you know.
Yeah.
When the dance was on, and we all got out on the dance floor, and this was, as you said, it was a parent-teacher dance, and, excuse me, it was a parent-student dance, and the teachers were there as well. So I got out of the dance floor, and because I was a former professional dancer, I'm going to do some dance moves that are not familiar to a lot of the parents.
Like for instance, what?
Well, there's full layouts, and there's the tiger crawl, and you're hiking your skirt up in some instances. These are all very professional moves. And you're wrapping your leg, and you're doing these things that are second nature. And I think at a performing arts school, and even if it wasn't a performing arts school, I think it is an atmosphere that we should condone and at least tolerate the dancing style of someone who was professional. What I got instead, Phil...
All right, now, yeah, because you got some complaints.
What I got instead were parents complaining to Dan McDougall, who was the principal, that I was dancing inappropriately. And I have to tell you, I thought I was going to faint. I really did. I have never in my life been accused of dancing in a vulgar way, and yet that's exactly what was happening. And I got to tell you something, Phil, I had to laugh because I thought, you know, these poor, I really thought this way. I thought these poor rubes, they don't even get what they're seeing, you know.
Well, they saw you dancing in a risque or inappropriate way. And you felt that you were dancing in a professional way.
I was dancing in a completely professional way, Phil. There's nothing wrong with the way I was dancing.
Well, you said at one point you hiked your skirt up.
During the course of the evening, there was all kinds of music. The band was playing everything from Beyonce to Chicago and to Bryan Adams and then back to Usher and things like that. So the music was all over the boards for the evening because we had the parents and the students. And so I was on my feet. I love to dance. And yes, I was doing, at one point, I was dancing with, and this probably is what got some of the parents a little bit upset, I was dancing with Josh King, who is the son of Fela King. I don't know if you know them.
I don't know them. Is he a senior?
He's a senior, yeah. And we were dancing, and he spun me out. And I came back and I wrapped my leg around his waist. Now, hold on.
Okay, see, that's exactly what they were talking about.
Hold on there, Phil. Hold on. I don't want you to be a one-man committee of decency here, all right?
Well, you're dancing with a high school senior. You're wrapping your leg around his waist. You know,
this is a... I'm a former Broadway dancer, Phil. I'm not dancing crudely.
But you hiked your skirt up at one point, did you not? You told me all of this stuff.
Yes, I did. And again, I explained to you, I'm a little bit... I don't know what you want me to say.
Okay, if you're dancing and they're saying that it's crude you hike your skirt up... Forgive me, Margaret, I have to ask you this.
Yes.
Were you wearing underwear?
I was wearing pantyhose. I was wearing pantyhose. Any woman will tell you, you're covered up.
They said that you hiked your skirt up, and they were looking through, you know.
Well, I don't know who told you that, but I explained to McDougal and the rest of them on Monday. I was a dancer on Broadway. If you've got some woman who's had three or four margaritas and she's out on the dance floor and she is acting like the town, you know, streetwalker, that's one thing. But when you have a woman who appeared in The Fantastics, which I did, when you have a woman who appeared in Man from La Mancha as a dancer, which I did, on Broadway, I think you can say to those people, she's a former professional dancer. Obviously, you people don't understand what it is you're looking at. This is really what upset me more than anything else. And these parents got together and, like, little clucking hens, you know, I thought it was very amusing. So I said later at the school, I said, this is a performing arts high school. If we can't recognize what great professional dancing is...
All right, but hold on. Can I just interrupt you for a moment?
No, but if we cannot recognize that, Phil, then what are we going to tell our children?
There were students there as young as 13 or 14.
This is not about me. This is about the provincial attitudes of some... It's about the provincial attitudes of a lot of parents, Phil.
All right, so I just want to be clear. You wrapped your leg around this kid.
I wrapped it around a pole. I wrapped it around him. I did a skirt hike. I did a layout. And
what is a layout?
I did the splits, all right? Now, all of these moves are professional dance moves.
Yeah, but what people were saying, and I understand, I know that you're pro, they could see under your dress.
Phil, anybody else, I would understand this. I was a professional. It is not vulgar when done by someone who knows what they're doing. And I knew what I was doing. These parents, I don't know, some of these mothers, maybe they're jealous. Maybe they wish they could dance like me.
Well, all I knew is that what you told me is that a lot of these women were upset that you were doing these dance moves and they could see under your dress. But what you're saying is that as a professional, it's not vulgar.
Because I know what I'm doing. And, you know, they're always looking to complain. They wish... Those women wish they were in the kind of shape that I'm in to do some of those moves.
All right, let's go to do a break and then we'll come back, okay?
Absolutely.
We're talking with Margaret Gray, the author of the Little Bird Told Me column about her experience at her son's. It was at parent-student dance where some of her dance moves were interpreted by the other parents and teachers as vulgar or crude, but Margaret's a former dancer on Broadway, so she is explaining here that, you know, when you're a dancer, when you're a professional... obviously, you are not dancing like you're the town, as she said, I don't know, floozy or streetwalker. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll get to your phone calls and more from Margaret Gray. Later on, we get Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills to talk about small business scrambling to try to help this country that, in his words, is being wrecked by Barack Obama. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number, and on the line with us is Margaret Gray from Santa Monica. Her son attends the Talent Pool School, which is a performing arts school there in Santa Monica. Now, this was a dance, and I understand it was a parent-student dance, and as such, you're there with the students, and I know it's a performing arts school, Margaret, and I know that you used to be a professional dancer, but when you're doing dance steps where you're literally lifting your skirt over your hips, I guess, you know...
It's really about the culture. I think if you're raised in an environment where everything is what I call a tee-hee, that is, you put your finger to your cheek and go, ooh, you know, how daring that was. Well, it's not really all that shocking when you are a polished professional, when you're a sophisticated individual and you understand what it is you're seeing. If I got up in front of a group of parents... All right. As I did, for instance, when we had Jason's class, and we traveled to Indiana last year. You remember that?
That was the, it was the performing arts thing.
Yes, and we were in Bloomington, Indiana. And I got out on the dance floor for one of our parent student dances, and I was wearing, at that time I was wearing tights. I was wearing, and I know you laughed, but I was wearing leopard skin tights and heels.
Right.
Well, I got out there, and I shook my rear end a little bit, and I pulled the tights down, you know, halfway down my hips. I was trying to show those people there what it means to perform. And what did we get? We got complaints. We got an awful lot of people. I was stunned, and I was very sad, really, to hear a lot of those parents say, and I can't do it, but you know, well, I don't think, you know what I mean?
Well, but look, Margaret, that's Bloomington, Indiana, where you were with the kids, and you're out there doing these dances, you know, where you're shaking your rear end and pulling your tights down.
All right, and so you say what, that Bloomington is more hip than Santa Monica?
No, I'm not. I'm saying Santa Monica got upset with it too, didn't they? Santa Monica didn't like it. Bloomington, Indiana didn't like it.
The point that I'm making is that Santa Monica should have been much more comfortable with it. I was stunned to see Santa Monica react the way they did in Bloomington, or the way they did that night in Athens, Georgia, as well.
Well, you're doing a national tour with these kids, and they're dancing, and you're out there pulling your tights down and pulling them up, you know.
Well, you know, I'm beginning to resent this a little bit.
No, I know that you're a professional, and you don't mean anything sexual, but when you pull, let me ask you something. If you have on a pair of tights and you pull them up so that you're looking at the obvious contours of your body.
That was the Lawrence of Arabia dance.
I know what you mean about the Lawrence of Arabia dance and their on their camels and all that stuff.
It was an interpretive dance, and those people in Bloomington, the people in Indiana, you know, I really resent the position you're taking right now.
No, they simply said that they saw you pulling your tights up so tight that they're looking at the contours of your body. They were trying to be polite.
They don't get it about performance art. They don't get it. And that's why I was almost saddened to the point of tears to see the people in Santa Monica react the same way.
All right, I I'm a friend of yours. I understand. I'm just trying to suss this out, as they say. 877-876, Phil.
Well, the parents treated me as if I was some kind of a cougar. All right, and that's good and bad. That means the fathers think I'm attractive, and the mothers think that I am almost as if I'm carrying a disease, an STD, some sort of a superbug. And it is absolutely belittling.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm sorry if you had that feeling. Here is Nathaniel in Fresno, California. Nathaniel, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
I feel that there are a lot of forms of dance that might not be appropriate in a high school function. Take, for example, exotic dancing. The underlying defense here was that, I'm a professional.
No, this is not exotic dancing.
You know?
This is from the Broadway stage.
Well, I know, but a lot
the Broadway
of stuff
stage
looks like that. It is not appropriate because it looks like that and it portrays that.
They're no, it does not portray that. It does not. You don't understand. I was doing dance steps from Man from La Mancha,
it's professional
from the Fantastic.
Does not mean that it's suitable
I was
for
doing
all
dance steps.
Situations.
It means that some people don't understand it.
Well, at what point does the lack of understanding and your understanding as a performer, at what point do you say as a performer, these people don't get it, maybe I ought to tone it down a little bit?
No, that is censorship. That is censorship, and that's not what we
do.
Well,
I feel that's common courtesy.
Common courtesy is opening
a lot of people have an issue with it and are taking exemption from what you're doing because there are children involved. And they don't want their children to be exposed to this. I think as a teacher, as a professional teacher, you should have the kind of courtesy to refrain from doing that and say, you know what?
Or
I have a
responsibility
to
teach.
I'll refrain.
I have a responsibility to teach as well and to say, just because you can see through my pantyhose doesn't mean I'm trying to do a sex dance. I'm doing a dance from Man from La Mancha.
Yeah, but okay. They're looking right through your pantyhose.
And then there is a difference had it been a dance class where you were instructing that form of dance, that would have been a
right.
different story.
Listen, Phil, about a half hour ago you were agreeing with me, now you're agreeing with this man.
The gentleman is making some good points.
I really feel like I'm getting stuck in the back here.
All right, thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. How far do you dance these suggestive dances in front of kids?
Phil Hendry.
Back with Margaret Gray in a moment.
Phil Hendry Show.
All right, I'm listening. Margaret, I don't know if you can hear that music.
Yeah, okay, good. This is good. Listen. All right, so 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3. And I do a full splay. Now, this is a full splay. And you're right, my dress does come above my... My dress comes a little bit above my hips.
But see, you're not...
Hold on. I twirl around, and then I do a split, a sort of a very modified split. And yes, you're supposed to be able to see. When you do a split, you are supposed to see under the skirt a little bit.
All right, I got it. I got to just get back to our phone calls.
But that's a small demonstration there. And that is what is called jazz dance. And for some of these fathers at the school or in Bloomington where we went in Indiana, to look upon what I'm doing as a lap dance, they wish.
877, well, I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. They were complaining, you know, about what was going on. Let's go to Tina on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tina.
All I have to say is dancing like that at all, any kind of school function, I don't care even if it is a school of dance, it's not appropriate at all.
I understand. I agree with you if it's being done by someone that is not a professional. I was on Broadway.
I don't care if professional or not. I'm a stripper. I do strip occasionally, not as much as I used to. I find
darling, I'm not talking, with all due respect, I'm not talking about stripping, all right? I'm talking about being on Broadway.
I'm saying I think that is
Broadway. Broadway. Bob
Fosse. It doesn't matter if you can see anything that shouldn't be shown in the school. It's inappropriate. You have to
mortify
the daylights out of your child.
You know, Phil, if I could, I find it very offensive that you've got a stripper telling me what to do.
Tina is calling in as any other caller. Okay.
But she doesn't know. She said, oh, no.
It's a children's school. You're not supposed to dance like that, ever.
Well, why do you dance the way you do?
Even if you're a professional dancer. Dancing like that makes you look unprofessional.
Dear, I'm talking about Broadway dance. You know what I'm not talking about? I'm not talking about hunching a pole in a strip joint. Excuse me.
You said you put your leg around... You said you put your leg around a teenage boy.
What's the difference?
If I was that child's mother, I would smack the daylights out of you.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you're putting your leg around... Are you not wrapping your leg around things yet? So I don't think you...
She's wrapping her leg around a pole. Were you dancing with a teenage boy?
Yes,
I was showing that...
school. I'm dancing in a club for 21
years. I was showing that boy...
There's a huge difference between the two, darling.
I was showing that boy jazz dance. If you are telling the students, oh, look at this, let's get our rocks off watching Tina, then they're going to think it is inappropriate. But I was showing that jazz dance.
You don't dance like that in the school. Do you not understand? You do not dance like that in the school. In a strip club that is different. There are no children.
Margaret, I was curious.
Phil, let me demonstrate to her what I'm talking about. If you can just hear. Now, you've heard this music before, obviously. Tina, can you hear this?
I don't think Tina can hear the music.
Well,
You know she's down for this. How many $20, how many 20s have gotten shoved down that? You know what I mean? And you do the full layout.
And inappropriate right. for a school.
I don't think you're in any place to say that what I did was disgusting.
If
the music of a dead man. Do you dance to Michael Jackson?
You're a disgusting woman to be able to dance like that in your son's school. What is wrong with you?
I invite all of your listeners now to call in and defend me. This was a stripper that was telling me that I'm dancing inappropriately.
Well, I don't know that you're going to get a lot of people who are going to back you up.
I know a lot of people agree with me, and I think it's highly offensive. And
I think a lot of callers are going to understand Bob Fosse and not you coming out dancing to You Can Leave Your Hat On. And I would ask you this: have you ever danced to Michael Jackson?
You don't dance in a school like that. Period. That's it. You just
don't dance
in a school like that.
All right. Have you danced to Michael Jackson's music?
Yes, I have, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
You just don't dance in a school.
So you
like
feel
that.
Good.
Why
so
you, like,
you
really
feel good.
In the head to hear that? You don't dance in a school like that.
You feel good making that
you
kind of piss money to a dead man's
like
music.
That with children.
Margaret.
No, Phil, maybe what she's saying is right, but this is a woman that makes big tip money to a dead man's music. And I find that offensive.
What are you talking about?
I don't dance to Michael Jackson. I have my own track that I dance to, and no one in hell would I dance to Michael Jackson.
Well, you lied then, because you said you did.
All right, look, Tina, I appreciate your perspective. I really do, and thank you very much. And I don't think you should belittle her simply because she is a stripper.
I think that the people listening to this broadcast right now understand that I just did battle on behalf of thousands of mothers. I told that stripper where to get off. It's one thing for her to give a man a lap dance to the music of a dead man while shoving it right up into it.
All right, I understand what you're saying, okay?
It's another thing entirely, Phil, for me to be giving performance jazz dance lessons.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Scott. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't know that it's so much about whether it's right or wrong. I think when I am listening to her that it sounds like she had some success and attention while she was dancing on Broadway years ago. And it sounds to me like she's actually missing the attention, and so she's going out and dancing provocatively and kind of receiving that attention. So it fills that void that she had when she was younger and performing and getting applause and things like that. So I'm kind of more, my comment's more addressing why she's deciding to act out like this.
I don't know how to respond to that. I'm a former professional dancer. I gave this performance in front of the students and the parents as a way of demonstrating what jazz dance is. Some of it is risque. It is not obscene. Unless, of course, the people who are watching it are not educated. Now, I don't know where you are.
Gentlemen's in West Palm Beach.
Well, that's near Miami. I would expect that band to have a little more education than some of these, forgive me for saying this, some of these hayseeds.
Wait, Margaret, you just talked to a lady in Boston. You're talking to a man down in Miami. This is not hayseed country, okay? And you're talking to people in Santa Monica. That's Los Angeles. So they understand what a performance is. And what an obscene dance is.
What was obscene about what I did? Tell me, go ahead.
Didn't you say that?
Phil, have
go
we
ahead, Scott.
This is probably none of our business, but what is your age category? I mean, are you in your 30s
you
or
know,
40s?
You've already demeaned my ability as a dancer. Now you want to make fun of my age, is that it?
No,
I don't think so.
But it's not making fun.
I'm
it's just trying to understand. It's trying to understand why you feel your actions are appropriate and
are you telling
and a different
me, so you think I'm Baby Jane? Is that what you think, I'm Baby Jane? You think I'm getting into my makeup and I've got Victor Buono throwing up on my piano? Is that it?
No, Margaret. No.
That's what he thinks. I'm Baby Jane. And let me tell you something, friend. If you saw me, the lights would go out. So,
Margaret, I know that you're an attractive woman. She's in her 50s.
How dare you?
The man was asking, and we have to know. Now, the point here is that you're dancing in this way that you say people don't understand. Now, everybody is misinterpreting, Margaret.
Well, they're misinterpreting because we don't have exposure to the arts.
If you're lifting your dress up above your rear end, and you're not wearing panties on, and you got pantyhose on, and people can see through it, and then you're wrapping your leg around somebody, and then you're doing this crawl, and God knows what.
Thank you for butchering beyond recognition by act with your lifting your dress above your hips with the...
Well, I think it's the venue of where you were doing this was inappropriate. If you wanted to expose people to the arts, then you should do it on a stage in a professional environment, not at a high school or middle school.
And, Scott, I would tell you, well, I think what you're saying is very good. If you saw me, it'd be a $20 minimum.
No, it's really...
Whatever that means, you know.
Meaning, what I meant to say was he'd look at me and say, well, she must be $20. Never mind.
You don't want to be taken as an obscene dancer. And yeah, I'm sorry, Scott. Go ahead. I was just going to say she doesn't want to be taken as an obscene dancer, but she's already pricing herself as a lap dance.
Well, that's what these guys understand.
Listen, brother. I appreciate your call very much. Let's move on. 877-876-PHIL.
I'm glad you got rid of him because all I could hear from that man was... and I am absolutely stunned beyond all recognition that you kept him on as long as you did.
He was making excellent points, and he was trying to be very sensitive to you. And
he's saying, how old are you? Maybe this is an age category thing. As if I'm Baby Jane, and I roll my eyes upstairs as I put the lid over the rat.
Margaret, you know...
No, not Margaret, you know. No, not Margaret, you know. No. I've been insulted. Frank and I do a lot for the school.
What's that?
Jason J. Delmonico School.
877-876-PHIL. Let's take another phone call here. We have Jeff in Illinois. Jeff in Illinois. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Margaret Gray.
How you doing? I've heard over and over and over Margaret's statement that she is a professional, which is understood by everybody in your audience.
Well, I don't think people get the connection.
Let me finish first, and then I'll let you have your chance.
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
I'm a public school teacher, and I've taught all different ages. And what they see, they imitate. What they know, you know, what they know is appropriate, they know is inappropriate or appropriate. I don't understand how you're incapable of understanding you're being inappropriate. In a public school, be it if it's professional dance, be it that you've been on Broadway, I understand that up and down. I mean, you've made that abundantly clear. I don't understand.
I'll tell you this much. You know the statue of David. You know the statue of David. You know that it's a nude statue. You know that you take children to see nude statues. You've taken children to the museum to see a nude David. You've taken children to the museum to see, in some instances, a nude Madonna as she is nursing the baby Jesus. To you, that is not obscene, and to me, it's not obscene.
Would tell you that
but when I go out on the dance floor and I show my ass...
You're a professional dancer or not, Margaret. I don't understand how you're incapable of understanding the inappropriateness of your actions. Wake up. Common sense will tell you. Use the common sense that God gave you. Please wake up and realize it.
I am. A new David and a new Madonna.
And your ass.
Yes.
Margaret, you just said that we take kids to museums to see...
To see the nude David.
Yeah, the nude David and a Madonna and the Virgin Mary and your ass.
Well, so what?
So I'm in the same thinking...
Margaret, keep speaking. I love this program.
Oh, you do? You love the show? Okay, here it is. When you take a child to see the nude David, which is a classic statue, I'm sure you would agree.
Well, let me make another...
Never mind.
The guy's right. The nude David, a classic statue, and your ass.
I happen to think it's also a work of art.
Not the from Michelangelo.
You know, both of you guys, this is two men ganging up on a woman.
Huh.
Two men ganging up on a woman. I really... And you know something, Phil?
No, Margaret, nobody is... I'm not putting down your performance experience, nor is this gentleman, but what we're saying is when you display it in front of children...
It was a dance, a parent-student dance. And when I lift my dress up and you're looking at what I got...
Oh, then I'm staring at the Michelangelo's...
The what?
I'm looking at a statue?
No.
All right, look, sir, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line here. Appreciate the gentleman from Joliet, Illinois. He's a teacher talking with us about Margaret Gray and this dance, this modern jazz dance, whatever the hell she calls it that she was doing in front of the students at the school. She may call it a Broadway dance or an interpretive dance or a classically artistic dance, but when you're looking at her rear end with, you know, just the pantyhose, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, P-H-I-L. Back with Margaret Gray and your phone calls in a moment on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is so unfair.
No, it's not unfair.
Phil Henry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're going to get back to some phone calls, Margaret, but one of the major complaints of that night at this parent-student dance was that you and a girl by the name of Christy Rodriguez, a mother by the name of Christy Rodriguez, did a dance step from Chicago.
Oh, I know. You know, I don't want to talk about this, Phil.
Well, I mean, we have to talk about it. Okay, Ms. Rodriguez herself, the mother of two boys in the school, was shocked by it.
You know something, Phil? Christy Rodriguez had had a double mastectomy, and I was doing something to try to make her feel like a woman. Now, this is a move from Chicago. I put my face between her, and I'll tell you something else. She has newly reconstructed breasts. They're beautiful. So I put my face between them, and I went brrr, like that, like a man would.
And that's from Chicago.
Yes, it's from Chicago.
And what made you think that woman needed to feel like a woman?
She'd had a double mastectomy.
She'd had reconstructive surgery. She was healthy. She's out dancing.
What? You're making me the bad guy here. That's the thing that really makes me crack. That makes me laugh until I want to. I have to go to the toilet.
877. So you don't have to whisper, ma'am. 877.
Well, I don't. You know what? I'm not as crude as some of you people have been.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Elaine in Los Angeles. Elaine, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to say how she said earlier that she felt like it was guys ganging up on her. I'm a female myself, and I am really young. I consider myself, you know, pretty liberal, understanding of, you know, everything like that. And I wanted to comment on how you were comparing what you did to going to see the Statue of David, because that is artistic nudity. There's no, like, sexual connotation to it whatsoever. And obviously what you did in
there's
front
no
of children...
Sexual connotation to what I do. There's no sexual connotation to what I did either. That's what you're missing, you know.
The dancing that you're doing is basically like burlesque dancing. From Chicago and stuff, how is that not sexually?
That is jazz dance. That is jazz dance. That is modern interpretive dance.
And it's
putting your face.
Sexy.
It is not sexy in the sense. What's sexy about putting your face between two reconstructed breasts? You know
that's uncalled for.
What?
That is, you know, it's one thing to, first of all, you know, say the woman's had this kind of surgery, then to do this move that you wanted to make her feel better, and here on national radio, but, you know, it was two reconstructed breasts. That's so hypocritical.
Bill, I work with children, and I think it's so unfair. I tried to do my best. You know something? No one has mentioned Buzz Aldrin on Dancing with the Stars, have they? Does he look like he's got to pull up his, you know what? Yes. Has anybody called him out on that? No.
He's not acting sexual.
He's not acting sexual, so he doesn't look like he's battling a you know what.
What do you mean a you know what?
That's on TV. That's not at a school where there are children, where parents
oh my
send their
God,
children
you don't...
to that school, not expecting them to be exposed to anything like that.
Are you telling me you don't think children are watching Buzz Aldrin? A man who we should honor, who had landed on the moon, and he is dancing as if he is as if he's a little stiff-legged from you-know-what. I am...
You know, I don't see any of that. I don't see any of that.
You don't see any of that in that, but when you look at me dancing, you think I'm a slut.
No one has used the word slut. What people have said is overly sexual dancing. Overly sexual dancing.
Or
what is this?
Oh. And here he is after he...
overly sexual.
After Buzz Aldrin gets out and dances as if he's, you know, as if he has to strap it to his leg. Now he...
All right, can we clean it up a little bit?
Comes up with a phone app.
All right, Elaine, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Warren on the Phil... Oh, you know what? We're plumb out of time, Warren. I'll give you 30 seconds, sir. Go ahead. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. First off, we accept the responsibility. My question is professional. There should be some type of professional accountability and responsibility in your performance. Would you do that same performance, say, in a church dance, for instance? When you're doing your Broadway show...
Oh, I'd have no problem. I'd have no problem with a church dance.
Let me... I only got 20 seconds, 5 seconds now. Whenever you was doing Broadway, when you were doing Broadway, did you have underclothes underneath your garments? Or...
Of course not.
Phil Henry. Go to TalkRadioNetwork.com for more information.
Come on!